This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 30th. I'm Paul Plack. Ray LaHood and Randy Babbitt took a photo op Friday as San Francisco International Airport got runway improvements finished ahead of schedule, thanks to $14 million in federal stimulus money. Boeing finally conceded Thursday it now expects to deliver the first Dreamliner to All Nippon Airways in the middle of the first quarter of next year. The Boeing parts facility in China could see a doubling of its workforce to 1,200 employees over the next 3 to 4 years, according to reports from state-run media. Passengers on JetBlue Flight 262, arriving at Sacramento from Long Beach Thursday, experienced a hard landing, hard enough to blow two tires, dig deep grooves in the runway, and catch the wheels on fire when the brakes were applied. The 7.5-ton Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer made an 11-hour flight from the European Organization for Nuclear Research to Kennedy Space Center last week, in preparation for its ride to the International Space Station in February aboard Endeavour. Pilots who fly in or near Jacksonville, Florida with 978 MHz ADS-B transceive capability can now get free traffic and weather broadcast information in the cockpit. Mercy Flights of Oregon has the exclusive use of a helicopter owned by a separate entity, BTS LLC. The DOT has fined Mercy Flights $30,000 for referring to it as our helicopter in marketing materials. Jeppesen has presented Sully and Skiles with a commemorative approach chart, which begins at LaGuardia, includes the cooked goose transition, and ends with the Hudson River approach. And Gulfstream test pilots flew the new G650 to just below Mach 1, while machines intentionally introduced vibrations to control surfaces. The company calls it a flutter test. Some might call it a pucker test. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves offers a suggestion to improve the student pilot retention rate. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.